With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting some bad weather heading into the Northeast starting late today into Tuesday. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Heavy snowfall will spread over parts of the Northeast starting late today into Tuesday.
The best projections right now estimate that we will likely get between 8 and 12 inches of snow.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu from WCVB-TV.
Currently, we have 38,000 tons of salt ready to go, and our Public Works Department is going to be out there to treat the roads ahead of any snow.
Forecasters warn the Northeaster is expected to bring New York City's heaviest snowfall in over 2 years. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Biden campaign is now on TikTok despite government security concerns about the social media platform. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joe Biden's 2024 campaign launched an account on TikTok in an effort to reach younger voters. The move comes even though the president has expressed national security concerns over the platform and banned it on federal government devices. Spokesman John Kirby.
There are still national security concerns about the use of TikTok on government devices, and there's been no change to our policy not to allow that.
The FBI has warned that TikTok's owner could share user data with China's authoritarian government. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli forces rescued two hostages after storming a heavily guarded apartment in a densely packed town in the Gaza Strip and extracting them under fire. Local officials say at least 67 Palestinians were killed in the operation early Monday, most of them in airstrikes. The rescue in Rafah briefly lifted the spirits of Israelis shaken by the plight of dozens of hostages held by Hamas. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 125 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 48, the S&P 500 lower by 4. This is SRN News. A Kentucky courthouse removes the Ten Commandments.
Under pressure from an atheist organization, officials in Spencer County have decided to pull down a plaque bearing the Decalogue, which had been on display inside the building for some time. The Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a demand letter to the county, prompting the action. The foundation is perhaps the most prominent atheist group in the country and spends much of its time seeking to scour Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near-total abortion ban has been rejected by lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates. Both Democrats and Republicans joined in an 8-0 vote in a House subcommittee to kill the measure, which would have prohibited abortions except in cases necessary to save the mother's life. On a party-line vote, Democrats on the same panel voted down a different bill that would have prohibited abortions sought on the basis of the sex or race of the unborn baby. This is SRN News. Egypt tells Israel to back off on any plans to invade the town of Rafah. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Israel has been warned by Egyptian officials that if it commences a ground invasion of the Gazan city of Rafah, as promised by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the cost to the Jewish state will be the suspension of the Camp David Accords, the 1978 showpiece of Israeli-Egyptian diplomacy. Negotiated by U.S. President Jimmy Carter and signed by Israeli Premier Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, the treaty broke through generations of Israeli isolation from the Arab world, and since then has stood as proof that such diplomacy is possible. To prevent the expected ground operation and exacerbation of the Gaza humanitarian crisis, Egypt is playing the Camp David card. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.